We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, Earth Protective viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashtar 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguirre, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Jore, Channel 27 on Jore Video Cable. In Santani to Piraquay, Channel 30, and in Hoqueta, Channel 32 on Damor Esa. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on SiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hov Province, Channel 21 on Han Altair Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel Z26 on Hartenga Cable TV, and Channel 50 on Himore Cable TV. In Supator Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dakhan Oil Province, Channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System. In Char, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. In Hotul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netway Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 107 on Tangtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. And in Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCA TV Cable Company.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a United Arab Emirates charity supports educational and religious projects in Morocco and Mali. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the Initiative for Viable Education, an Indian non-profit which helps disadvantaged youth receive schooling. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 1st, is the birthday of physicist, philosopher, and acclaimed author, Dr. Fritjof Capra, born in 1939 in Vienna, Austria. He is the founding director of the Center for Eco-Literacy in Berkeley, California, USA. This organization develops and funds sustainable living environmental education programs for elementary and secondary schools. Dr. Capra has lectured around the world and written several international bestsellers, including The Tao of Physics and The Web of Life. In the book The Science of Leonardo, Dr. Capra presents an in-depth portrait of vegetarian Leonardo da Vinci. Our thankfulness for your dedication to sharing the importance of living in balance with Mother Earth, Dr. Fritjof Capra. We wish you a wonderful and harmonious birthday.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Haiti. The effects of the traumatic January 12th earthquake, in which nearly 200,000 people perished, cannot be easily forgotten.
Beginning the long and difficult task of rebuilding, the Haitian government is working with countries like the United States to resume civilian flights at the international airport in Port-au-Prince. Meanwhile, the United Nations has called for funding to revive the severely affected agricultural sector, while other agencies emphasize the need for structures to shelter the 1 million homeless from the nation's upcoming rainy season.
Sympathizing deeply for the Haitian people, Supreme Master Qinghai has responded with ongoing donations of $60,000 to date. She urged the medical professionals of our association to try and go offer their services, especially to help the thousands of surgical patients in fragile condition.
A combined donation of more than $247,000, including financial contributions from our association members from around the world, could purchase $8.8 million in aid supplies in the United States based on Haiti's cost of living. Covering nearly all their personal travel expenses, our association's relief team has been delivering medical care and food in Port-au-Prince and Carrefour, as well as assessing needs in some rural communities.
Per Supreme Master Qinghai's request for updates, the following report is from our association's relief team in Haiti.
January 29, 2010. Regarding earthquake in Haiti, Most Compassionate Master, the medical team is providing care and attention to the many patients at the clinic near the Adventist Hospital. Word must have spread about the free medical treatment because the clinic gets busier each day. Our team has joined with physicians from another aid organization, and thus we are very blessed to be able to see to all the patients who come to our doors.
The Haitian children are especially heartwarming. When given a small toy or candy, they show a big, beautiful smile and laugh. As many patients still don't have enough to eat, they were very appreciative to receive even a can of food and felt comforted to know that someone cares about them.
The cooking team lovingly continues to serve 1,200 meals twice a day to the international and Haitian volunteers, along with the patients and patients' families. Many are very grateful for the freshly cooked food and seem to love that it is vegan. Very soon, the Dominican Republic Civil Defense will help transport 6,000 pounds of dry foods and kitchen equipment, allowing us to cook in volume more easily.
With Master's additional kind-hearted contribution, we purchased about 24 50-pound boxes of good-paying medications, which the teams from Houston and Florida worked through the night to repack and send with the next group of relief team members. In addition to more doctors, nurses, medical assistants, we also will have dentists joining the medical group with our own tools to give checkups.
We thank Master for your loving support to all God's children. In deep gratitude and much love, Relief Team in Haiti.
Grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for allowing us to bring this information to our viewers, as well as to our association's foreign group for making the report available. We thank the international community, who on all levels is working to help the quake-stricken nation. Our gratefulness also to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her compassionate assistance, and to our association's relief team for their selfless service. May the good Haitian people be well on their way to more stable lives, as we pray that such disasters cease through humans' more benevolent ways of living.
Germany disrupted by extreme snow and ice. On Friday night, January 29th, high winds and heavy snowfall caused widespread disturbances, particularly to traffic. By Saturday morning, countless road accidents had occurred, with at least 3 people who perished and dozens injured. In the western state of North Rhine-Westphalia alone, more than 2,100 accidents occurred over a 24-hour period.
Motorways were closed across the nation, and both rail and air travel was canceled or delayed. Meanwhile, the National Weather Service forecast more heavy snowfall along with sub-zero temperatures. When extreme winter conditions were reported across several European countries in late December and mid-January, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our local association members go, if possible, to assist the most vulnerable. Conveying her heartfelt sorrow and prayers, she said that funds would be available if needed.
Our sympathies go to those who have lost loved ones, as we wish the people of Germany safe passage through these dangerous conditions. May such adverse events be minimized as we strive for greater benevolence in heaven's grace.
Vanuatu, Indonesia, and Chile shaken by earthquakes. On Friday, January 29th, a strong magnitude 6.0 tremor rumbled off the coast of Vanuatu. That same morning, Indonesia was rocked by a 5.3 magnitude quake that was felt in West and Central Java. Early the next day, a magnitude 5.6 tremor occurred in the mountains 96 kilometers southwest of the Chilean city of Copiapó. There were fortunately no reports of injuries or damage for any of the events. We thank heavens for the safety of the quake-jolted residents as we pray for the lessening of such distressing experiences through our more considerate, eco-stabilizing ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Singapore and Costa Rica established free trade accord. Immediate duty-free imports from Costa Rica are being granted by Singapore, while Costa Rica is eliminating approximately 90% of tariffs, with all to be lifted within 10 years. The successful conclusion of these talks is also considered a reflection of enhanced overall relations between the two nations. Our warm congratulations, Costa Rica and Singapore, on your greater ease of mutual trade. May the citizens of both your countries enjoy the wholesome contentment of ever-flourishing relations.
Non-smoking prison enhances community safety. Since Europe's only completely smoke-free facility opened in August 2008, the UK's Isle of Man has seen burglaries drop by more than 35%, along with a 25% decrease in the number of assaults, as well as a drop in domestic incidents and car thefts. Police say that potential wrongdoers are strongly deterred by the smoking ban, which extends also to prison employees who are not allowed to smoke anywhere on the premises. Inmates are provided with free nicotine patches and counseling sessions to help them overcome the habit. Isle of Man officials, we laud your wise decision on this effective way to create a safer community. May leaders everywhere be motivated towards similar smoke-free measures for the manifold benefits to citizens, one and all.
Elderly smoking amplifies risks of blindness. A team of University of California, Los Angeles, or UCLA scientists in the USA have shown that smoking increases a person's risk for age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, which is the leading cause of blindness in Americans over age 65. Studying women aged 78 and higher, the researchers found that while AMD increased slightly in non-smokers over age 80, smokers in the same age range were 5.5 times more likely to be afflicted. Dr. Ann Coleman, UCLA professor of ophthalmology and study lead, said, "The take-home message is that it's never too late to quit smoking. Even older people's eyes will benefit from kicking the habit." Our accolades, Professor Coleman and colleagues, for this study that so clearly highlights the way to preserve both health and eyesight. Wishing everyone freedom from such harmful substances to welcome new chapters of restored vision and vitality.
Smoking bans save lives. Quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake reduces the risk of strokes by more than half. United Kingdom's ban on smoking in public places reduces passive smoke effects, which are linked to loss of life for more than 11,000 people every year. In the U.S., the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration said that sales of tobacco to underage youth have reached all-time lows in all 50 states. The number of young smokers aged 18 to 29 has fallen by 30% in Victoria, Australia, thanks to smoking bans in pubs and clubs. Smoking rates in Japan have been declining since 1996, reaching an all-time low this year. Smoking bans means decreases in acute coronary syndrome. A study in Mississippi, USA, found that heart attacks were reduced by 27% 3 years after indoor smoking was banned, with similar bans in 11 other worldwide locations also showing a reduction in both heart attacks and heart disease. Rome, Italy experienced an 11.2% decrease in acute coronary events in the first year after a smoking ban in public places went into effect. Israeli researchers report that for people who are able to stop smoking, the increased risk of sudden cardiac death seems to disappear immediately. The National Sanitary Institute in France announced a significant decrease in heart attack rates following the country's smoking ban, with benefits also noted for decrease in secondhand smoke inhalation effects. New York, USA experienced an 8% decline in hospital admissions for acute myocardial infarction after a comprehensive smoking ban, which translates into healthcare savings of $56 million U.S. dollars in 1 year. Smoking bans mean better health. Data from the National Population Health Survey shows those who smoke have higher rates of chronic conditions such as bronchitis, asthma, and high blood pressure. Smokers and those exposed to secondhand smoke develop colon cancer about 7 years earlier than non-smokers. Smoking bans mean healthier children. Research from Michigan State University in the USA and the David Hyde Asthma and Allergy Research Center in the UK show that the smoking habits of mothers during pregnancy increase asthma risks in some children. Children regularly exposed to secondhand smoke have more than triple the risk of lung cancer, as well as higher risks of other respiratory problems later in life. Smoking bans are good for business. In his annual report, UK Chief Medical Officer Liam Donaldson said a public smoking ban would save an estimated £2.7 billion, £680 million saved by having a healthier and more efficient workforce, £140 million saved through fewer sick days, £430 million saved from productivity loss from smoking on the job, £100 million saved from cleanup costs related to cigarette smoking, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Catcher in the Rye author J.D. Salinger remembered. The reclusive writer whose classic novel gave voice to the inner world of youth has passed away at the ripe age of 91. With Catcher in the Rye considered required reading for many literature classes, this timeless work is still enjoyed worldwide. Besides writing, Mr. Salinger pursued a spiritual journey through his exploration of a number of Eastern religions, and wrote continuously without thought of being published. As he said, the activity brought him pleasure and peace of mind. we offer our condolences to the loved ones of Mr. J.D. Salinger, whose literary contributions continue to uplift readers across the globe. May his soul rest serenely in the everlasting light and love of the divine.
Save our planet.
International media, CCTV, reports on eating for a low-carbon world. On China Central Television, or CCTV 9, news journalist Wang Mengmeng is host of a program series called My Low-Carbon Life and reported recently how being veg is catching on in China as a way to curb climate change. She went on to say that this trend is actually being set by the younger generation. Dong Ziyang, manager of the organic vegetarian Jintai Catering Club, said, "The average age of our customers is under 33 years old. Young people are more environmentally aware and more open to new ideas."
The journalist also cited the United Nations report on animal agriculture generating more greenhouse gases than all the transportation in the world combined, and concerns about livestock being the cause of environmental desertification and deforestation. She stated, "As more and more people strive for a low-carbon lifestyle, the climate diet equation is becoming more prominent."
Our appreciation and applause, journalist Wang Mengmeng, and CCTV for sharing the echo statement being made by the low-carbon diet. Blessed be such programs as yours in benefiting many viewers as well as the animals on our earth.
Speaking during a May 2009 video conference in Togo, Supreme Master Qinghai highlighted the key role of the younger generation in being good stewards for the environment.
"I'm happy to see young people especially involved in endeavors like this, which contributes to human health and also the planet. They are also often the most open-minded people. They are intelligent, they are easy, they are impressionable, an honest group of people. Once they make a connection of global warming to their lives, they may really decide to do something, especially if they understand that what they do can truly make a difference. They may be the first ones to take action. They can be true heroes by being vegan and spread the news of this solution. They can save lives, including their own, but also people all over the world and countless animal life around the world. The young people are oftentimes the most ready to change their lifestyle if they see a reason for it. Their age group is also in many cases the first one to see that veganism is good, is correct."
Save our planet.
In line with the goals of the Copenhagen Accord, U.S. President Barack Obama pledges 28% lower CO2 emissions from within the federal government by 2020, while the European Union promises at least 20% and Japan commits to 25% reductions within the same time frame.
Save our planet. As dry conditions continue through the growing season, Pakistani farmers express concern that the country's largest staple wheat crop may fail this year.
Save our planet.
Europe's leading weather forecasting service Mateo Group says that global warming may bring permanently colder winters as normal atmospheric circulation is weakened by higher Arctic temperatures, allowing more frigid air to arrive from the north.
Save our planet. Lacking rain since August 2009, 240,000 residents in China's Guangxi-Zhuang Autonomous Region are suffering from drought, with many walking 3 kilometers just to find drinking water.
Hello, I'm Akina the Krishna Jinka with a child safety tip of the day. I'm a vegan, by the way. If you use pre-owned baby equipment, such as a car seat or a crib, please be sure to check the manufacturer's website for recalls related to the model you have. Another option is to call the company for details on any products that may have been withdrawn from the market. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now for the weather around the globe.
humanitarian news, a United Arab Emirates charity supports projects in Morocco and Mali. His Excellency Salim Obid al-Dahadi, Director General of Zayed Foundation for Charitable and Humanitarian Works, or ZFCHW, led a delegation to the two countries. During the visit, the Moroccan magazine Arab History was presented with a financial gift. This was part of the $100,000 donated to the periodical by ZFCHW annually. In addition, the Sheikh Zayed Mosque in Morocco was inaugurated, as well as the Zayed bin Sultan Al-Nahyan College of Economic and Legal Studies in Mali. Our respectful gratitude and Allah's great blessings, Your Excellency Salim Abid al-Dahadi and the Zayed Foundation for Charitable and Humanitarian Works. May the warm-hearted people of Morocco and Mali gain much benefit from your generous assistance.
In the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association news from Formosa or Taiwan, Formosan University students promote veg lifestyle. The International Culture and Economics Club, or ICEC, at Shih Qian University Kaohsiung campus hosted the International Dinner Party to increase awareness of the planet-protecting plant-based diet. The ICEC is an organization that encourages students to volunteer for their community. A vegan buffet offering cuisine styles from various countries was prepared by our association members. Information regarding the urgency of climate change and the plant-based solution was also presented. Dr. Ding Bing Shou, Vice President of Shih Qian University Kaohsiung Campus, supported the students' efforts.
素食是我们每个人对地球可以做的一个很简单的第一步，好，我们希望由实践大学高雄校区来担任这个领头羊的功效，希望后面能够引起社会广大的回响，那希望大家真正身体力行，从我们自己本身做起，那我还是充满了信心，我们人类一定可以来拯救我们的地球。
请大家一起来吃素环保救地球。三餐吃素食救地球，只要你的简单的每一餐，你就可以让这个世界更美好。希望更多大专院校及一般民众们可以更加的响应吃素环保救地球。我们要尊重生命，就是吃素，就是现在地球暖化的大部分都是畜牧业的原因，所以我也跟周遭朋友就是提倡吃素的好处，大家一起吃素环保救地球。
Bravo International Culture and Economics Club for sharing the important news that our world can be preserved by compassionate food choices. May more hearts embrace the gentle vegan lifestyle. Ahead, a noteworthy news is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting an Indian humanitarian organization which helps children in need receive an education. We'll go for a quick prayer and be right back. Please stay tuned for more enriching news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, joyful news for a smiling world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on the Initiative for Viable Education, founded and operated by a compassionate young woman.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Initiative for Viable Education, or IVE, is an Indian organization dedicated to assisting underprivileged children in receiving an education. The nonprofit was founded by 24-year-old Ms. Pearl Joycey Jaswar of Amritsar, Punjab in 2004 with the assistance of her uncle, Dr. Ernest Albert.
Ms. Jaswar, who works as well as studies to be a graphic designer, welcomes more than 120 children ages 4 to 15 into her five-room home. From about 3:30 p.m., the kind Ms. Jaswar helps the youth with literacy development, communication skills and mathematics. Birthdays and national holidays are joyfully celebrated together. Ms. Jaswar feels the children are part of her family, which also includes 12 adopted dogs.
Ms. Jaswar has been able to raise funds to send 45 of the students to public schools. She said, I feel that there is so much to be done to bridge inequalities in this world and have just one life. Heaven bless you, Ms. Pearl Joyce Jasra, Dr. Ernest Albert, and the Initiative for Viable Education on your devotion to the beautiful young citizens. With loving endeavors like yours, surely our world will soon be filled with goodness and a bright future for all beings.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Persian entitled Caste Removal.
یه نفر دستش شکسته بوده، میره دکتر، دستشو گچ میگیرن. از دکتر میپرسه آقای دکتر، بعد از اینکه گچ دستمو باز کنم آیا میتونم سنتور بزنم؟ دکتر میگه البته، حتما. اون شخص میگه چه عالی، چون قبلا نمیتونستم.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Salvadorian veggie pupusas on vegetarianism, the noble way of living.
I was thinking of not eating meat anymore. I never knew all those influential people were vegetarians. I like the pupusas. I've never tried vegan cheese. Is it similar? Great show, Amaya from the USA.
Open-minded Amaya. It is true, so many brilliant people have followed the veg lifestyle. Glad you enjoyed the show on pupusas. Vegan cheese tastes much better than regular cheese because it is lighter, cleaner, and healthier. Best wishes for enjoying nutritious and earth-saving plant-based fare. Thank you for your lovely note, and with divine blessings.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your heart and soul rejoice in celestial melodies.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Honduras and the United States resumed diplomatic ties as U.S. Ambassador Hugo Lorenz welcomes President Porfirio Lobo's calls for a government of unity and national reconciliation.
In commemoration of India's Republic Day, 130 citizens whose noble contributions extend across a range of fields are honored with the prestigious Padma Award, India's highest civilian distinction.
The United States calls on Myanmar, also known as Burma, to immediately release democracy leader and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Daw Aung San Suu Kyi.
His Highness Dr. Sheikh Sultan bin Mohammed Al Qasimi, ruler of Sharjah, is honored with a Sheikh Zayed Book Award as the Cultural Personality of 2010 for his works in progressing Arabic culture, tolerance, and peaceful coexistence.
Road workers in Nebraska, USA, investigate a sound coming from beneath a manhole cover and discover Hank the Coonhound, who had been lost for a week, enabling him to be joyfully reunited with his human companion.
New Zealand researchers find that natural micronutrient supplements are more effective than conventional medicines in helping patients with certain mood or hyperactivity disorders.
Country music star Kelly Pickler is featured in the January 2010 issue of US-based Shape magazine, where she states shifting to a vegetarian diet increased her energy.
An exhibition of Teotihuacan, Mexico's historic city of gods, is showing at the Quai Branly Museum in Paris, France, where the 235,000 visitors thus far comprise the largest number ever for such an exhibit.
Seeing a swimmer struggling in the current near New Zealand's Whangarei Harbor, Mr. Eddie Bailey dove in and brought the elderly resident named Muriel to shore, where she was safely revived.
U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama looks to address the country's growing issue of childhood obesity by asking the nation's mayors to raise awareness of its implications and to encourage healthier lifestyles.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.